Now, a man who took a week off because of the snow is Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather, and he's on the line now. How are you doing, Alan?
Very good, thanks, Rhett.
It's not that you couldn't get to work, it's just that you're so excited with the prospect of snow, isn't that it?
Something like that, or too busy responding to everybody on Twitter and Instagram, more like.
So I think, like, we had Cathal on, the CEO of Irish Weather, last Friday, and he was predicting snow for the weekend, and we've got little flurries, and there has been falls all over the place, but we haven't got anything like was predicted. Is it coming?
Well, there has been snow, as your listeners were saying, there in Galway and many places, but it's been a bit overhyped. So it was never going to be the beast from the east. And I think using that term maybe made people think back to 2018, but it was never going to be as cold as that or as snowy as that. There is more snow coming tonight. It mainly affect the southeast. It'll kind of die out as it moves up. So the Wicklow Mountains will probably take most of the snow, and all the Dublin people that are hoping for some snow. There might be a small bit that will still reach Dublin tomorrow morning. But funnily enough, it's kind of like a delayed kind of snow, I suppose. The highest risk of snow now in Dublin is probably Friday night, Saturday morning, right. Early Saturday morning. There's heavy rain pushing in from the west, and Mayhearn have actually issued new weather warnings. So there's rainfall warning for Cork, Kerry and Waterford. So unfortunately, heavy rain there. But Leinster, Cavan, Monaghan, Donegal now have a fresh snow alert, a yellow warning for snow on Saturday morning. So if you're looking for snow, it may well fall in the east of the country on Saturday morning, but it will turn to rain quite quickly, so you'll have to make that snowman fairly
quickly.
Okay,
so it won't be sticky snow for long. Can you explain this to me? Because we spoke to Cathal, as I said, and I heard you on Morning Ireland, and everyone was saying that it was coming down from Siberia. If it was coming down from Siberia and it was coming from the east, why then has Galway got snow and we haven't over on the east coast?
Yeah, that's a bit of an unusual one. Yeah. Mace Head was reporting 0 degrees and moderate snow at 12 o'clock. So wasn't from Siberia, it was more Scandinavia, and that's why it wasn't quite as cold. So, but you have this very cold air coming from the east, and then Ireland's in the battleground where you have this low system in the Atlantic. So one bumps up across the other, and where they meet, then you have basically snow. So the perfect meeting spot in terms of the intensity and the cold at the moment is Galway. But as the front comes up, it's kind of breaking up and dying out. Now, it will re-intensify a little bit in the southeast later, but that's basically why Galway is in the perfect line of spot. So it's an easterly with snow on the west coast, because I even saw a webcam in Lahinch had snow falling on the beach.
It's confusing. Now, they did get like real weather in Scotland last night.
They certainly did. The coldest night in the UK since 1955 for February. Minus 23 degrees in Aberdeenshire. Minus 23.
Wow.
So they really get the realest cold weather. Obviously, it's coming from the east, and anyone that looks at a map or knows a little bit of geography will know Scotland is further northeast than Ireland. So they really bore the brunt of this easterly, and certainly some record temperatures there in Scotland overnight.
So you're the man who introduced us to the word grauple this week. You say grauple, I say grauple. Let's call the whole thing off. G-R-A-U-P-L-E. And you're a pain to point out that you've been using the word since, not that you invented it, but you've been using it since, what, 2013, is it?
Well, I went back searching Twitter. I first tweeted a picture and reported it was falling in Tullow in 2013. I've been using it for many years, and it's more my Carlo accent, I think, is the grauple, and my poor German in school. But yeah, I mean, it's funny because I've been saying it for years, and some people used to say to me, look at me and think, did you make up that? And I'd be like, no, it is a weather term. But at least, if nothing else this week, Ray, everyone has learned a new weather type.
It's terrible groveling out there. So just explain to me, you have a job, a real job, is it? Not to do with the weather?
Yeah, no, I work for Black Knight as an IT person. So that's it. And I got a weather station, and I set up carloweather.com, and it started updating the website. And then I started social media, and sure, everybody in Ireland loves weather, and they can message me and abuse me when the weather's wrong. And so it's just a bit of fun. It's a hobby, but it's kind of taken off. And it's during these busy times, it's the amount of notifications, and everybody's looking to know, is it going to snow in their back garden?
So you have your own weather station?
I do, yeah, in Tullow. And it recorded -17.7 in 2010, and that's kind of what made people sit up. It's in what we call a frost hollow. So it's in a bit of low-lying land, which is just east of Tullow. I don't know if you know Mount Woolsey in Tullow.
Well, I know Tullow. I played rugby there years ago. There used to be a guy who could kick balls from inside his own half over the bar. He was some guy to kick a penalty. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so it's about a mile and a half from Tullow. So it's near the Wicklow border actually. But yeah, it's a weather station. It updates my website. So that mainly kind of got people interested in 2010 when we had some proper cold and some proper snow. Yeah. It's just taken off from there really. And on social media then these days, you know, it's so easy to post pictures and it's great engagement. Like I'm posting, retweeting people taking pictures of the snowmen. So I have people messaging me saying their children are crying, they don't have enough snow for a snowman. And then I have people sending me pictures of children absolutely overjoyed with making big snowmen.
There's a trend this time around mini snowmen. So tiny little things that, you know, because there's only sufficient snow to make these ones that are about, 3 inches tall.
Could we call them grapple men?
Before I let you go, have you ever met Evelyn Cusack?
No.
No?
No.
Right.
No.
I'm just interested. Would she be a hero of yours now?
Joanna Donnelly more so.
Joanna Donnelly is your favourite, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Because they'd be the rock stars in your world, wouldn't they? Those Joanna Donnelly and Evelyn Cusack.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Ger Fleming, yeah. the winking weatherman from Wexford.
I'm just a wannabe.
You're great talking to you, and thanks for the word grapple, which I'll be using a lot over the weekend if we get any grapple or even snow. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Talk to you again soon, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray. Cheers.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.